I have literally stopped taking all my supplements, all the pills, and the only supplements I use are the ones that I use in conjunction with a meal or the special lemonade that I make. And it's basically all the same ingredients, but now I've added another one, kelp. I realize now that kelp is something I cherish and respect. So now I can add that to the other long list of ingredients for making my special juice, or now it's, you know, something to put over food too, for that matter. Water, silver, food or juice, ionic silver, lemon juice, MSM, cayenne pepper, kelp. I think those are all the ingredients. Yeah, that's it. And so what does kelp supply? Kelp is not just alginate, sodium alginate, to take heavy metals like silver out of the body. It also supplies, you know, trace minerals such as selenium. So, and the vitamin C is in lemon juice, not a whole lot. Vitamin E, I don't know what that's in what I'm eating. Wheat flour doesn't have a whole lot of vitamin E to it. So it would appear that the only things missing out of the six ingredients are would be the B complex. Well, actually, three ingredients are missing: B complex, vitamin C in any large quantity, vitamin E in any large quantity. So the only thing I'm left with is kelp, MSM, and even the selenium I'm not necessarily taking in large quantity. MSM is probably the only one that I'm taking in large quantity. I wonder what purpose the cayenne pepper serves. If it's a substitute for taking the other ingredients in large quantity, in other words, it somehow makes up the difference so that we can still take selenium in small quantity, vitamin E, B complex, vitamin E, selenium, or vitamin C. What's missing? Darn it. what are the six ingredients again? Shoot. A list. Kelp and MSM I'm already using, so it's actually only four ingredients that I'm not using in large quantity: the vitamin C, the B complex, the selenium, and the vitamin E. So what if cayenne pepper maximizes the utilization of minuscule amounts of selenium, vitamin E, vitamin C, and B complex, but fails to have any effect or impact one way or another on MSM and kelp, such that we still have to take kelp and MSM in large quantities, but if we take them with cayenne pepper also in large quantities, those three will help make up for any other artificial or man-made natural supplement, such that we could just take, you know, just eat food, you know, and get by. We'd get the vitamin E, we'd get the selenium, we would get the vitamin C that we need, and improve our efficient use of those three items without having to take, you know, 3,000 milligrams, or I use whatever it is, of D-alpha tocopherol a day, or 100 micrograms of yeast-free selenium each day, or 2 grams of vitamin C a day. We wouldn't need to, because the cayenne pepper is making up the difference. Now, cayenne pepper does have a certain amount of vitamin C and vitamin A, or carotene, provitamin A, or pre-vitamin A, proto-vitamin A, whatever, in the form of carotene, inside of it. But not a whole lot. It's mostly just spice, you know? So the spice is a kind of an accelerator. I noticed that when I take spice with vinegar, for instance, the vinegar is more vinegary. It's more tart. It's more biting than it normally would be without the cayenne pepper there. In other words, it's as if the cayenne pepper maximizes certain things, potentizes them. See, it's a potentizer. And I bet that's what's happening with the vitamin E, the selenium, and the vitamin C. Unless I find something or some motivation to take one of those other three ingredients, because I'm taking all this silver, ionic silver of all things, which is going to turn me blue. There's no question about it. just a question of how many years or whatever. So if I'm acquiring this taste to make my own formulation, it may be because it's an improvement over those six. Maybe we don't need three of those six, but we need to replace those three with cayenne pepper and then take all four of those in humongous quantity, namely the kelp, the MSM, excuse me. God, I keep getting this wrong. Oh, it's B complex also that's being replaced. No, it's four ingredients that we're throwing out and replacing it with one. We're throwing out the B complex, the B super potency, B100. That's right, we're throwing out the B100, the C, the yeast, excuse me, the selenium, and the vitamin E. So we're throwing out four and replacing it with cayenne pepper, but still retaining the MSM and the kelp. So it could be because the cayenne pepper is potentizing those four features of what would otherwise be just our inclination to just eat food and, you know, and not worry about those four items of interest that we're just throwing away. So I think that's what it is. Cayenne pepper is the oversight. With cayenne pepper, a lot of things are possible, such as the will to live, for one thing. I think it has a lot to do with overcoming depression too, and just, you know, the reason, the will to live, the motivation. And if we think of if we think of silver like, you know, it's grounding, yeah, but it can also be an obstruction, then we're giving ourselves a challenge. But also, by using cayenne pepper, we get past the challenge, and the challenge now is no longer an obstruction. It's not merely a speed bump. It's a traffic sign that guides our mobility, our behavior, our evolution in a certain direction, right? Because the silver binds the soul to the body at the heart, and the gold beam binds the soul to the higher self, the Atman, the Atma. So these beams are paths. They're guides. They're waveguides, guides. They're guides. But they could be obstructions. The very thing that can be a guide can be an obstruction if we don't have the will, the motivation to make use of it. And so the cayenne pepper is like a kick in the rear end, so that what had been a challenge or a major speed bump is now not even a speed bump. It's actually a pathway guiding us in a particular direction. And so silver becomes a path and is no longer a block. So we have a social impediment treating silver as if it's a heinous act upon oneself. Oh my God. And I bet you those are people who lack the motivation to overcome challenges. They get frightened easily, you know? It's like, ooh! And they go around trying to frighten everybody else. Oh, you'll turn blue. You better research, do a Yahoo search on all the images of the blue man in Argyria. And this is what a guy told me to do on a bulletin board. And I went and looked, and you know, I've come to the conclusion that this is not something to be frightened of, and this is not something to be proud of. This is something to incorporate into our life as an evolutionary, as a means of cultivating higher intelligence. Silver is one and gold is the other. And my intuition is, get used to silver before you start adding in gold. So I have to be thoroughly familiar with silver before I bring in gold. And I know I will bring in gold. But at the moment, I'm just getting familiar with silver. And part of the problem is learning the right supplements. I mean, I had somebody tell me more than once, you know, she didn't think too highly of all the pills I took. They're all natural herbs, you know, vitamins, minerals, but there were so many. And, you know, she's got a point. But I didn't know how to solve that problem. So if silver and gold are two ingredients to make use of, and then all we need is MSM and cayenne pepper and, what? Did I cover everything? MSM, cayenne pepper, and kelp, seaweed. Then we may not even need necessarily lemon juice per se, because we get vitamin C in a lot of different things. But how often do we come across something that's spicy like cayenne pepper? Not too often. In everyday cuisine, I don't think so. It's a very specialized food group. And so is seaweed. Very highly specialized, very unique qualities. And what's the other one? MSM. You won't even find it in food, necessarily. I mean, you know, not to any great degree. So these are very three unique qualities, or food substances, or substances if you prefer, that you just don't find in a diet, you know, liberally spread throughout the different food choices that we have to consume. So it's no wonder I treat them like very special supplements. And it's just three of them. MSM, cayenne pepper, and seaweed. I mean, that's not much to have to remember. But it goes with the other two, silver and gold. And it goes with the sixth, water. And then just eat, you know? So it's really six supplements plus food and water. What can you do? And, you know, beverage is like a water. It's like a blend between food and water anyway. So I that's why I didn't mention it. If you prefer, no, okay, juices. Oh, I don't know. I'm losing track. I'm losing count. But it's three food substances, let's say organic, and then two, they're inorganic. Silver and gold are not exactly organic. And there's nothing in there about salt, although I imagine salt is probably important to some degrees, so it's probably not something to overlook, but kelp already has sodium chloride in it. So, I don't know. Obviously, I've got still a lot of unanswered questions. But at least it's tailoring itself. It's streamlining itself. The vision, the view is honing itself and getting nice and sharp and well-defined. Don't be afraid, but keep it in perspective about the big picture. And the big picture is not too big that we can't take it into a full view. You know, how hard is it to get a hold of MSM, cayenne pepper, and seaweed? How hard is it, you know? Silver, okay, a little more difficult. Gold, even more so. Food and water, well, you can even get free food. I mean, you can go to a food bank and sign up to get free food. So, it's not that hard to get some of these items. But silver and gold is a class in themselves, and it means the intelligence to want to cultivate higher intelligence by cultivating health, good health that is more than just mediocre, like standard, like minimal. Minimal health. You know, kelp, you know, that's a pretty healthy food. Some people would consider that a little better than normal. MSM, the same thing. Cayenne pepper, well, that's an ethnic thing. Some cultures have it in their ethnic cuisine, and they're free of heart attacks, unlike the standard American diet. So, but some people are smart enough that they already have that in their culture. And of course, then we have these pictures of the East Indians where they didn't hide their face, their blue or their gray tone face, or stay out of the sun and become lily white. And they actually depict these blue people as gods, heroes, and saints. So, ethnicity or culture breaks the barriers sometimes, but sometimes we fall flat on our behind and we lose it. We fail to carry our culture forward, such that our culture fails us and we fail our culture. It's working both ways. So I think I've said enough.